Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Erica Storch is going to be here after the 8 o'clock news from Appalachian Power. We're going to be asking her all sorts of questions about the power outages and all these great linemen who've come in from all over the eastern part of the United States to help us and ask her about this. She doesn't like the idea that I was talking about generators, the whole house generators. I put a post up that said with these power outages that if you have a family and you're in trouble and you need help and you're looking for a whole house generator, that Herb Electric sells them, my client, and she kind of poo-pooed the idea. So I said, well, let's come on the air and we'll talk about all of this stuff. And she was, I said, fine, sure, absolutely. So Erica's going to be here after the 8 o'clock news. If you care about the power outages and your electric bills and everything else connected with electricity these days, and that's a lot, have I got a guest for you, Upper Ohio Valley, and she's going to be right here. Right now, though, talking about this two-beer story that I don't believe, Johnny doesn't believe. I wonder if anybody actually believes this story. This poor guy, Kevin Markwood, who is from South Allegheny High School in the southwestern Pennsylvania, played football for the Cardinals at Wheeling University, supposedly had just two beers, and then rocketed out of his seat, catapulted over the railing, down 21 feet, damn near killed himself. And the official story is, well, he had just two beers. And the Pirates are saying, well, he had just two beers. And my sources indicate that you can have, that's the maximum that you can purchase with your ID. Now, Steve Novotny, who I love in a completely heterosexual, non-threatening sort of way, sent me this text. He said the two-beer limit is per visit per concession stand. I did not know that, which makes this even more dubious. The concession stand worker or an usher can stop the number of beers that they do drink eventually, in other words, cut them off. But they have cameras, and I guarantee you that they're staring at those cameras following this Kevin guy and see how many beers he drank. Oh, I believe you. So, Steve Novotny, thank you so very much for that. I did not know that, which makes this, you know, even more suspect. If that is the policy, and I'm no reason to doubt Steve Novotny, I mean, God knows baseball, for God's sake. I mean, does he really, really knows baseball. By the way, I was one of his biggest fans, a listener, when he had a baseball radio show, a radio show about baseball, back in the 90s at WTAE in Pittsburgh, where I had worked for a good while doing talk radio. He had a great talk show about baseball. He really knew the Pirates. He was really, really good at that. Really liked him very, very much. It was terrific. All right, back to this. The story, here's part of the story. I got it from different sources here. A cabin Markwood fell from a 21-foot high Clemente wall at PNC Park during a Pirates game April 30. According to eyewitness accounts, Markwood was celebrating a Pirates rally, specifically after Andrew McCutchen hit a two-run double in the seventh inning. Andrew McCutchen, by the way, 38 years old, and he gets a hit. He hits a double. Okay, you know, fine. Amy Thompson, who was sitting next to him, to Kevin, reported that Markwood jumped out of his seat in excitement, grabbed the railing, and then momentum appeared to catapult him over it. Witnesses noted he had been animated, taking off his shirt and pouring beer on himself prior to the fall. Though the Pittsburgh Pirates stated he showed no known signs of intoxication, and their investigation indicated he consumed only two beers purchased by a friend. Two beers, huh? Witnesses noted he'd been animated, taking off his shirt and pouring beer on himself prior to the fall. Well, I guess he didn't have two beers then. He had almost two beers, because part of beers apparently he poured on himself. Does this sound like a guy who consumed just two beers? I mean, really? Pittsburgh Department of Public Safety and the Pirates have classified the fall as accidental, with no evidence of foul play or structural failure in the railing, which exceeds building code requirements at 36 inches. Oh, the Pirates have determined no evidence of foul play. Well, we all know Bob Nutting, Wheeling's a bungling billionaire. Does anyone seriously believe that the pirates, that Bob Nutting authorized all the money necessary to do a thorough investigation, an investigation that might determine the pirates had some sort of liability connected with this accident? This is the same Bob Nutting who didn't buy enough bobblehead dolls to promote their one good player on the team when they had a bobblehead doll night for him. And this is the same Bob Nutting who didn't buy enough hot dog buns for a hot dog promotion a few years ago. And this is the same billionaire Bob who buys bricks that are so cheap that they disintegrate after a few years, the Bucko bricks. And even though no cars ever drive all over them, does anyone seriously believe that billionaire Bob spent all the money necessary to get to the bottom of this? Especially if the bottom could then prove the pirates had, or suggest, the pirates had some sort of liability connected with this tragedy? Does anyone believe this? Of course not. It's absurd. It's absurd in its face. What's really interesting here is what is not being reported in the media, not by anything that I've seen anyway. I believe it's called a toxicology report. I may not have the right terminology here. I don't work at a hospital. I don't know medical stuff. But I imagine that when there's an accident such as this, they take them to a hospital. There's some fine hospitals in Pittsburgh, Allegheny General and UPMC and others. Wouldn't they do a test in his blood to see how much alcohol was in his blood? I would think that'd be standard operating procedure. But there's no mention of the blood alcohol level that he had. That would have told us if he consumed only two beers. No mention of that. Let's say for the sake of discussion, and this is a stretch, but let's say that the pirates are telling the truth. In fact, that the truth is he had only two beers and then behaved in this insane way with only two beers, let's just say. So the question I would have, and that you would have, and that all of us would have, is, well, how many beers did he have before he had the two beers at PNC Park? He's with three other people, girlfriend, best friend, and a fourth person. Did they stop to have wings or something else at, you know, one of the restaurants around PNC Park? Did they have any beer with that or any kind of drinks? Maybe he did have, for the sake of discussion, only two beers at PNC Park, but maybe he had, and I clearly don't know, but this is why we need a thorough investigation, disinterested third-party investigation, not some city of Pittsburgh covering up for Bob Nutting's business. For all we know, this guy could have had a number of beers with his friends before they came to the ballpark. And for all we know, his friends could have realized this guy was maybe really, really drunk. I don't know. But the idea that you could have just two beers and then, according to reports, pour some of the beer on yourself, get all rowdy, animated, and then when Andrew McCutcheon, 38-year-old Andrew McCutcheon, gets a hit, you propel yourself off of the seat, catapult over the railing, and go down 21. It doesn't make any sense. So why are they saying, well, he had just two beers? Well, maybe his three friends were enablers. Maybe his three friends had bought some rounds of beer ahead of time. Maybe his friends used their IDs at PNC Park to buy beers and then hand them to Kevin. Maybe there is a lot more culpability here than we realize. But there's no mention of that in any of these news stories. You're with three of your friends, and all it took was two beers for you to behave this way and then almost lose your life? What were all of you doing before the two beers? What were you all doing before PNC Park? If these friends were somehow enabling him by giving him beer, My guess is the last thing they would want to do is admit it. Because now they could face some legal problems, some real serious legal problems. You need a thorough investigation to find out what role each one of these people played. And we're not getting any of that. We don't even know the blood alcohol level. At least I couldn't find it anywhere in any of these stories. And right there, that would tell you a lot about what was really going on here. And the Channel 7 story was really interesting, the way they phrased this. John Lynch and Steve Moore, fans at Pittsburgh Pirates game, 21 feet. Mark Wood, okay. Pittsburgh Public Safety put out a statement saying that they are now treating the incident as accidental. They also, here's the thing that jumped out at me. They also are not anticipating providing any additional updates to the public. That's according to Channel 7 story. It would seem to me if this was not a cover-up, they'd be providing lots of updates. Like how much alcohol was in this guy's blood? Because then it would tell you how many beers or other alcohol the guy had consumed. And maybe it is just two that caused him to behave, according to eyewitnesses, in this insane manner. I don't believe it for a second. But what if the alcohol level in his blood was way above the legal limit? Well, then, you know, people are lying. Or at least they're being deceptive about what really happened. Now you've got a real investigation here. And how thorough are the Pirates, Bob's business? Stephen Avani just followed up with another one here. The release of the talks report will not take place unless a suit is filed. Why? And that report would include more than alcohol. It's not a 2-beer limit per game. Okay, all the more reason. If Stephen Avani is right, and I have no reason to doubt him, all the more reason to question the Pirates about how much beer they actually served this guy. I mean, I would think that would be like the most important question, wouldn't you? How do they determine that they served him only 2 beers? How the hell did they determine this? Just by he flashed an ID or something? I mean, how do they know the others weren't feeding him beers? He was there with 3 friends. They're having a good time. Eyewitnesses say he was animated. He was pouring beer on himself. And then he rockets out of the seat and catapults over the railing. I ain't buying any of this stuff. This certainly looks like a cover-up to me. It absolutely looks like a cover-up to me. Pirates trying to cover their ass is what it looks like to me. Release all the video. I call on Bob Nutting to release all the video. Everything connected with the video that you must have regarding Kevin Markwood and your beer sellers. I'm assuming, again, I don't go to games, I don't drink, but I'm assuming that you can buy beer in at least 2 different ways. Vendors coming by going, beer here, here's your beer. Here. Or you got to go back to the concession stands and buy beer. I'm assuming that's how you do it at PNC Park. I don't know. But whatever it is, I've got to believe that they have security cameras all over the place. I call on Bob Nutting to release the footage so that we can see for ourselves how many beers this guy had at PNC Park. And maybe, just maybe, we're going to find out that it was a hell of a lot more than 2. I don't know. But neither do you. And yet the Pirates investigation and the city, which is in bed with the Pirates because they help own the stadium and all this kind of stuff, are saying, oh, nothing to see here. No more updates. I want an update. I want to find out how much alcohol. We find out how much alcohol is in a person whenever he gets stopped for drunk driving and he does a breathalyzer. Here, breathe into this. Here, count backward from 100 or who's the president, whatever the hell they do. Or do that walk thing like I saw in Reno 911 to determine if you're really drunk, which was hilarious, by the way. I want to see all of that before I believe one word from Bob Nutting about, oh, we just gave him 2 beers. This is our investigation. That's it. Nothing to see here. Move on. Nothing new from the city of Pittsburgh. Nothing. No more updates. Just move on. bull. There's a GoFundMe campaign for this poor guy. They've raised some money. I want to stress again, I don't know. But here's what I tried to find out and have seen no evidence of. I have tried to find out and I have seen no evidence of Bob Nutting or any of the Nuttings contributing to the GoFundMe campaign for this poor guy. Now, I want to stress, I don't know. Maybe Bob Nutting, being the magnanimous human being he is with his money, has made a private donation through the GoFundMe campaign or some other way. Maybe he has. I see no evidence of that. If he has, God bless him, good for him. But what I see as an outsider looking in is not even one penny from the Nuttings to this poor guy's family.